We want to welcome you to the New Song Podcast, coming to you from beautiful Colorado Springs. We love receiving your prayer requests and comments at newsongcs.com.
For God's presence, because God wanted to meet with his people. All the way from the very beginning, there was a secret place that he longed to meet with us. Adam and Eve in the garden. Adam and Eve walked with God. They felt this secret place. They had this intimacy with Jesus. They knew Jesus, God. God knew them. I believe Jesus was even there at that time. And they sensed his presence with them wherever they went. And then sin entered the world because of whatever. Whoever it was, guy or man or woman. We won't blame it on one or the other. But it would have been you if it wasn't them. And it came into the world. And then they tried to hide from God. And God said, I see you. I see you. You can work all you want. You can make your religion. You can knit your fig leaves. But it's still not going to cover you. You still need the secret place with me. You still need a place where me and you meet. Because you don't have it. Because you feel naked. And come buy from me. I'll give you what you need. Come to me, come to me. And he says, Adam, I see you. And Adam's like, oh man, I thought I would be hidden. He said, all night long you worked on your beautiful clothes to wear, you and Eve. And I always laughed about the pictures they would have in Sunday school of their clothes they were wearing. And God probably said to him, you can work all you want. You're not going to reach. You're not going to find a place of comfort. You're not going to find a secret place. You're not going to ever be hidden or covered without my presence with you. So I embrace you, my brother. Come back to me. 2,500 years later, still people longing for God's presence. They're out in the desert. They're walking in the wilderness. They need God with them. And God says to them, I want a secret place with you, sister. I want a secret place with you, brother. I want a place where me and you can hang out. So build a tent right here in the middle of the desert. Build the tent on the side of the camp. No, he says, put it right in the center. Because I want to be in the center of your life. I'll put this tabernacle, we'll call it a tabernacle. It'll be made of string and material. But it'll be the place where me and you meet. I have a secret place I want to meet with you. So they do this. And every day God's presence meets with them. He meets with the priests. And then the priest comes out of the Holy of Holies and into the holy place. And then out of the holy place and into the outer courts. And all these people are, what did God say? What did God say? Well, God loves us. I don't know what they said at that time. They would do their sacrifices and everyone's heart would be right. I'm sure the priest told them, God wants to be with us. And they say, yes, we'll submit, God, whatever you want. And God's presence was with them. And then you go on from there. You go into the New Testament. And I believe it was probably like God said, I need a deeper place with my people. And I'm speaking to one man in this room, one woman in this room. I need a deeper place with them. I'm tired of meeting in a tent, in a tabernacle, and them standing outside of my presence. I want them to come right into my presence. I want a secret place with them. And God says, you know, it's got to be something more tangible. It's got to be real. And so he builds the next secret place in a girl named Mary. He says, I'm going to put the secret place in your womb. I'm going to create a person out of you. He's going to be born out of you. He's going to be like everyone else in a way so that they can relate, because I want a secret place. And Jesus is that secret place for all of us. We don't go to the outer courts and make our sacrifice and then get to go to the next stage and then go into the Holy of Holies. You know that the people, yes, everyone has heard this, but you know, it was such a holy place back in the day in the Holy of Holies where the priests went that they tied a rope around their leg in case they walked in and they weren't right with God. They would die right there and they would pull them out. No one wanted to get inside there. No one wanted because it was so powerful. And God says, now I've created a new place for you through my son, Jesus. I died on the cross for your sins. You can come right in. You can have forgiveness and you can walk in and you can ask boldly. You can come before the throne of grace, boldly, and ask whatever you want. I'm waiting, yet I look around, God would say. Father, God would say to us, you know, I made the place. I gave you Jesus. Yet you don't come to me. You don't spend time with me. Yes, you do. You take 1 hour a week and you come to church, or you take 5 minutes a day and and it's not about legalism at all. It's not. It's not about your time. Because I grew up knowing, if I don't give my 30 minutes and I don't write it on my journal, I spent 30 minutes with Jesus today, then me and him aren't going to be. It's not about that, but it is about intimacy. It's about a place where we hang out together, a secret place. I said this is a bonus service because I'm focusing on one point, and that's spend time with Jesus. I'm preaching to the choir here right now. That's a term that you say because the choir shows up. Have you ever been in a choir? Nate knows. In a church, you get there early, you stay late, and then you come 3 times a week to practice because you're the choir and you lead the people. And you're the choir now. I know this. There's a lot of people that come that are, well, I'm on the fence. I'm not sure what I believe in. I don't know. But you're not that. I know that. You're a lot of the core of our church. Yet you're lukewarm. I'm speaking to myself as well. We're lukewarm. It's so hard in America. You don't understand. Yes, I know. I don't understand either. It's so hard to be in that secret place. So then guess what? Jesus, put up that scripture. It's in John 14, I believe. Jesus said, God said, I need a closer place with my people. Jesus is it. Jesus is it. And even the disciples were having trouble getting into God's presence. And Jesus was right there near them, right with them. And so Jesus says, it's better I go away. You bunch of losers. It's better I just get out of here and we go on to the next phase, God. And I don't know if he said it like, you know, it's not the next phase. It's not the next plan. It was part of the plan from the beginning. I will send even a more intimate I will call you into an even more intimate relationship than just walking with me around Jerusalem and praying for people and watching them get healed. Oh my gosh, did you see that miracle, John? Yeah, I saw it, Matthew. I can't believe. Where is Thaddeus? I don't know. They never talk about him. He must never. Yeah, that was a joke. Thaddeus, he was one of the disciples. Wasn't he one of the disciples? And they never talk about him. I don't know where he's at, but wasn't it amazing what he did? God, Jesus, I have a problem. And they start arguing about something. And Jesus says, it's better I go away. I will pray to the Father. You guys are doing a great job up here. You're the choir. We could be at 4 services one of these days and you'll have to do this. So this is good practice for you. Are you listening? I'm facing them, but I'm talking to you too. So you better be. Are they listening? Are they sleeping? They're staying with me. I will pray to the Father. I will pray the Father. I wonder if it says that. I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. Stay there. That he may abide with you forever. That word another is the word, it's a Greek word allos, allo. And it means something, allo. Have you heard that word allo? I see aloe at the grocery store. You get aloe. It's the same word. They took that word from the Greek word too. Aloe that you put on your, you guys know, you lived in the sunburn capital. Maybe it's the sunburn capital here. You put aloe on your skin because there's something about aloe that it has the same cells. It has the same makeup as your skin cells. And so it's able to replenish your skin. It's of the same kind. And Jesus says, it's going to be of the same kind. I'm going to give you someone just like me. Just like me. It's of the same kind. But actually better, because later it says, what you'll do with the aloe, the other helper, is greater than even what you saw the disciples do on this earth. You're going to do something greater. This all comes through being with him, though. It's like this tool that you never take off the shelf. Until you take it off, it's not going to help you. But aloe, another helper. The word helper we talked about last week. I won't go bore you into it, but parakletos or paraclete, it's the word helper. It means when I can't lift it. I need something to help me. So I take this chain and I take this rock and I pull, and God's going to help me lift it. He's going to help me pick it up. And he says, I've sent you another helper. The Bible furthermore calls the Spirit our counselor, our comforter, our convictor. But he's the paraclete. And if you try to lift something in your own strength, you can't do it. But in the secret place, and it's not going to come through exercise, and it's not going to come through earning it, and it's not going to come through trying. It's going to come through just being with the Holy Spirit, with the Comforter, and watch what God does. And I would say this to you, and I wrote it down. I want to read it to you. There is somebody today that is going into a season where you never thought you could lift things that you never thought you could lift and reach places in the spirit that you never thought you could go. And it's not going to come through diets and money and cars and your houses and your gods. It's going to come through putting Jesus first. It's so simple. It's so simple. And you say, I've heard this before. You better pay attention this year. That's what I wrote there, okay? It's from God for some of you, Elijah. It's a good name. He's writing down all kinds of stuff right now. You better pay attention this year. Because one, some of the stuff you're going to grab, you're not going to have the strength to lift. But don't give up on your vision. There are some people that are going to come against you. They're going to try to keep you from doing it. But God does supernatural things with those who spend time with him. God does superhuman things when you're in the supernatural realm. It can't just be done on the surface in your little prayer each day. Oh, help me. Traveling mercies. I say that a lot. It's not going to be that way. Would you all stand with me today? You guys are up here for a reason. We're going to sing a song to close. Oh, okay. Oh, that's a good one. Which song you want to do? Just pick it. Whatever she feels comfortable with. Would you lift your hands with me and say, Father God, I'm open to anything you have for me this season. I want to come to a greater place of intimacy with you. Sometimes I settle for outer courts. You don't have to repeat this. I'm just praying for you. Sometimes I settle for outer courts. Sometimes I settle for just right inside the door. But I want to get to a place where me and you are tight, where we're close. I need your spirit in my life. I need another comforter just like you, Jesus. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to do something in me. And this is the way we're going to do it. You can put your hands down as we sing this song. We'll close with this. We're going to do some business, some offering, and some things like that. But I encourage you to take a step out of your normal way of doing things, literal step, and come to a place at the altar here. You can get on your knees or you can just stand. And you might not even know what you're committing to yet, but you're just committing to more with God. You're committing to something deeper with God. You're committing to a greater relationship, a tighter relationship, an intimacy with Jesus. He's calling you. He's been nudging you. So I encourage you to respond to him. And it's not going to be outward in what he's going to do. It's going to be inward out. When you break what's in, you break it inside, then he does it. He does it outward. He does it in the outside. Some of the things you're looking for on the outside needs to be broken inside. You need to do some business with them inside so that those other things outside can be loosed in your life.
Darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. Give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. And great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. And great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath. So we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. And great are you, Lord. Oh, you're great, God. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only.
Gonna like this, but I'm gonna do something. Say, I don't want to come to the front. I think that I would think everyone in this room needs a deeper walk with Jesus. That's all I'm asking us. Would you take a step? And it's not gonna happen in your seat. Oh yeah, it can happen in my seat. I can do it the way I want to. Well, yes, you can do it the way you want to. But what I saw in the spirit. And it's not a manipulation, and it's not trying to be emotionalism, is that you take a step, and maybe it's a step just right out into the aisle, but you need to take a step to say, this is a new season for me, a new season I'm walking into. I need to walk into a new intimacy with God. I want to see greater effectiveness in my life. It's not a, oh, I'm a sinner, and I don't want anyone to see what I'm... No, this is another realm that God wants to take you. And I think it'll be broken if you do something literally to make that happen. So I'm going to invite you to come to the front, and I'm not even going to make it a pretty time like where we sing while we do it. If you want a greater intimacy with Jesus, and I won't look at you and say, why didn't you come up? It's not about, God is great. God is bigger than that. And so try to do it from yourself, for your own reasons. If you do it for my reasons, it will not do anything for you. A greater intimacy, a greater season, more fruit in this season. Using the Paraclete's help, watch what he does. God would say, so tired of us being wishy-washy. So tired of it. And not that he's not so proud of us. You hear me when I talk each week. I'm always encouraging, because God is encouraging. God is full of grace, full of mercy. We never talk about something like this, but where God wants to take us, he needs more from us. He needs more, and he needs us to invest in him more than we are already invested. Well, I invested my whole life to him. Did you? Have you? What do we spend our time doing? I'm not saying you need to spend every waking hour praying and worshiping. No. But it should be on your mind. It needs to be on our minds. God, make our houses, make our homes places of worship. Make our homes places of worship when we go into our house. That we would not just make it a place of rest, but it would be a place of putting you first, making you honored. Call us away from the things that displease you. In that same scripture in Revelation 3 about lukewarm and hot, he says, I stand at the door and knock, and the only way that happens is through repentance. What is that next verse? Revelation 3:20 or 3, huh? If any man, yes. What does it say right before? Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. That was right, be hot or cold, if you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. We like to keep that out of it. Don't rebuke me. Don't discipline me. I'm perfect, God. You should see. I go to church 9 times out of 10. I read my Bible. You know, we do all of our things. But he says, be earnest and repent. This should be our lifestyle always. Because then he says, here I am. All of a sudden, I'm knocking. And if anyone hears and opens, I will come in and eat with you. I'll hang out with you. Make our houses a place where you hang out. We don't have to sing worship songs all day, but let us walk into our homes. Let us get into our cars, and let you be with us. Call us. Quicken us. Next week, we're going to talk about how he calls us, because here's the thing. Many of you would admit, I open my eyes and I say, you better not be sitting back there. So everyone is, you're like, I'm just doing it. I don't know why I'm just doing it. It's hard to get that place with God. But if he sees your heart is ready, then he quickens you. He woos you. He calls you to himself. We're going to talk about that next week, how he just calls you. And then it becomes easy. Then it's like, oh, whoa, there's electricity almost, where it just makes it easy, and he calls you to a place, and then things just begin to happen in your life. He begins to answer things that you didn't even ask the question on. He begins to take care of things that you didn't even ask him to take care of, because you become one with him. As Jesus asked, I pray that me and you would be one. I pray that they would be one like we're one. You know, Jesus, anything he asked for, it always happened. Why can't that be the same for us? Because Jesus, Holy Spirit, and Father God were one. We can have that too. It's exciting. I promise you that you stay with me. Stay with us. And not just this series, but just in this family. We're going somewhere. I don't know where it is. I don't know where God's taking us. But as he grows this church, maybe it was on purpose that everyone did it come today, because I wouldn't push you as much. But it's going to be response. It's going to depend on your commitment to Jesus, how much he decides to move in this place, and how many miracles we see happen, and how much of his presence we see. I want to see the day where we come to church and we just stay out of the way and just let God do everything he needs to do, and everyone leaves filled, everyone leaves healed, everyone leaves delivered. Isn't that amazing? Be good? Wouldn't it be amazing? We believe for it in Jesus' name. Would you say, I agree, in Jesus' name?
Thanks for listening today. Remember, God wants to do the impossible through you and me. We encourage you to become a deeper part of what we are doing. Visit us at newsongcs.com and become a giver to the New Song Foundation and an investor in bringing this message of Jesus across the world. God bless you.